All right, Team MCR, Mumphy, Freckle, not a banner night for either one of you, but I'm here. I haven't talked to you guys all year. First up, taking results out of this thing, where do we stand on Triple Crowns?
I have yet to do good at one, so I could probably get rid of them. I don't know. You would think, like, I have a good sprint speed, and I have tend to do well in heat races and stuff, like good TV time. So, like, I always come into him thinking, like, okay, this might be my night, you know?
Yep.
It just hasn't gone that way yet, so I don't know.
And Freckle, for you, Triple Crown thoughts?
I mean, it's just another race for me. I think I've had good Triple Crowns. I've had bad Triple Crowns. It is what it is. They are tough to do when you are under the weather. A little sick this week, and three main events is pretty brutal. But, I mean, tonight wasn't great, but the last four I've done have been pretty damn good. So, I don't know. It is what it is. I feel like today there was a lot going on with the futures and just a lot of bikes on the track all day long, and they really didn't fix the track much, and it was kind of it was brutal. It was different,
yeah, for sure.
I'm on a group text with a couple of the Dirt Jerks guys,
yeah.
And they didn't touch those ruts in between the sessions. And I was like, I said, are you guys going to fix those ruts? And they're like, look, man, we got 8 minutes or whatever they got. And they didn't prioritize that. And I was like, okay, like it was odd, but they don't have the time. It's kind of what they're saying with this program.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It makes it tough. But at the same time, like, it could go bad really quickly. And I mean, I don't know. I hate to be like that. I hate to be the soft guy, right? But it's brutal. And I don't know. I mean, luckily we're safe. We're healthy. I don't know how the night went as far as all that goes. But putting amateurs on that track, I mean, I know I would be shitting my pants. So it is what it is. It was a decent night.
Mumphy, when they talk about how much harder these Triple Crowns are, because that's what I hear from all you jerky riders, like, what's a percent of it? Like, 20% harder? 30% harder? Like, what can you equate to how much harder it is for you physically and all of that?
I don't know. I think it's just more like we put a lot of stress on the gate drop and the main event, yeah. And there's, like, I don't know, people have anxiety, and, like, yeah. It's a big build-up and then blowout, and then build-up and blowout. So it's, like, normally it's, like, on a race day, we're thinking all night, I just got a 15-minute main. I got to suffer for that. Even if I'm riding bad, I got to suffer. I crash, I got to get up.
Yep.
This, doing it three times, normally in the main event, normally by 10 minutes, you're spread out and you kind of just ride it in, it seems like. This one's like, people are fighting you to the death because they know yep. it's shorter. And to do that three times, it's a lot of emphasis on each race. Yep. So I think maybe that, because, I mean, dude, we're only out there for 10 minutes, right? You yep. think about it. How many times do people go to the track and ride more than 30 minutes, right? It's yeah. not that much time, but I think it's just a lot of emphasis on your riding, and maybe it just wears people out.
And stress, like just psychological stress, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, gate drops are no joke, and I mean, in the first one, I was pretty spooked for a couple laps. Freckle got into the tough blocks and did a flying W in front of me, and guys were just, like you said, the track yeah. was pretty gnarly, and yeah. guys were going all over the place, and I pretty much just locked up and got super bad arm pump, so... I broke through that a little bit the second two mains, but yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
The you Freckle mentioned all the riders on the track, and then I heard they brought in some wet dirt from Monster Jam. So a lot of it, like there was some dust on one side and then wet on the other side. And then I noticed some of the turns looked like motocross braking bumps coming into them. And I guess that's just Triple Crown / amateurs / whatever. Like it looked rough.
Yeah, even the whoops, like the whoops that were like freaking Pontiac 02, they're like straight up V. And, I mean, I haven't seen that since in my career, you know.
He was one during that race, by the way.
Yeah.
He's 1 year old during that race. And he's yeah, okay.
He's a student of the video. So
yeah, yeah, that's very impressive.
Right.
Who won?
I think I know.
I don't want to talk about that because the big 1.5 threw it away, Pontiac 02. Yeah, he had the lead on lap 17. Yes, Ramsey won, and Red Dog led until lap 17 and threw it away in the whoops.
450.
Yeah, 452 video.
I thought it was... Villeman won a Michigan race that 03, I think.
There was a lot of leaders. Fonseca, Lusk, Villeman, Ferry, and then Carmichael is the one he looped out on the Dragon's back with the visor and almost came back to win it.
That was a big 1.5's chance right there to win a main, and he threw it away.
I will say though, like piggybacking off of what you're asking him with the dirt and stuff, this stadium, I kind of just noticed it the last year and a half, but with the shade, it's really weird. Like everything on, I don't know what side, the left side of the stadium in the pits is shaded, like, all day. So it's super rutted. And then the other side is baking in the sun all day. So it's very challenging because that side was baked, this side was rutted. It was just kind of a hard balance.
Are we going to Detroit?
No.
I don't think so.
I thought
there was any 450 stuff planned for
Dallas.
Oh. We're doing Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas. Yeah, Glendale, Dallas, and then the rest of the West Coast rounds.
Oh, okay.
So
we got some 450 action coming on over here. That's good. All right, boys. Better luck in a couple weeks, and we'll just move it on here. But Vince did get a hole shot. There is that.
Yeah. I mean, you've lived it, right? You've lived the low nights. You lived the high nights. And it's like sometimes there's just like you're searching for an explanation, and you never even find one. Yeah. So it's like
dirt bikes.
Yeah. I once went to a national on a factory team, four riders, no one scored points in either moto. You want to talk about taking a tear down after that? Like, not a good day.
What? We didn't even exist. Yeah.
And we're a factory KTM team. Like, we're the losers. So
there's sometimes you go to the race and you're like, man, I'm not feeling it. And then you do good and you're like, I don't know why. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get them next week, Tigers. Thanks, guys.